Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you listen each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a TV program entitled Searching the Scriptures. You can find those TV programs on our website and also at from 8 to 8:30 on Public Access Channel number 6 on UTV. We also have a host of other Bible-related material on our website, churchofchristinharrisburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. But we also want to invite you to our Bible study periods and worship periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ, and we'll give you those times at the end of this broadcast. We want you to know that we would welcome you at any time and opportunity that you might have to visit with us, and all we want from you is to come with an open Bible, an open mind, and to come and study and worship God with us, and let us show you the need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. For the past few months, we have been looking at the subject of sin. This morning, we're going to talk about another aspect of our subject, the punishment of sin. Sadly, we live in a time where the very concept that penal action should be taken against anyone against their deeds is becoming more and more repugnant to many people. Our society seems to be more interested in why the crime was committed than the determined to try to deter such conduct. Yet the victims are the ones whose rights have been taken away in many instances. Why are our jails and prison facilities letting prisoners out sooner? Why the emphasis on their needs instead of punishing their actions and getting them to be able to abide within the law? God-fearing, Bible-believing people need to be convinced and reassured that punishment is a part of the biblical doctrine of sin. In the very early part of the divine record, we see occasions of suffering and devastation that came upon many people due to sin. God approved these punishments and executed such judgments Himself. The flood account was God's means to destroy all flesh for their wickedness. In Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5 through 7, God said it repented to Him that He had created man, and said He looked down upon man and his heart was evil continually. Continually his heart was set and sought to do evil, and so God destroyed the world at that time, except 8 righteous souls, Noah and his sons and their wives. A sound Bible guideline, spare the rod and spoil the child, is clearly taught in the Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 13 and 24, chapter 22, verse 8, 23, verse 13 and 14, and 29, 15. Let us read just one of them. I'm going to read Proverbs chapter 23, verse 13 and 14. Do not withhold correction from a child, for if you beat him with a rod, he will not die. You shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell. Now again, God is not talking about child abuse. He's not talking about abusing a child. He's talking about guiding him, directing him, correcting him when he does wrong. We sin, the end result of all sin is death. According to Romans 6:23, sin that is not checked, sin that is not refrained from, is going to eventually lead to spiritual death. Read Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Today, it is accepted that adversity, suffering, and devastation are the punishment for sin which have been committed. John chapter 9, 2 and 3, Jesus' disciples saw a blind man and asked Jesus, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? They were wrong about that. It settled the matter that sin is not equal to the misery we received in this life. In other words, that doesn't mean that if a man sins, then he's going to be punished. That doesn't necessarily go hand in hand. It doesn't mean that when somebody suffers greatly, that he's a great sinner. The innocent and the God-fearing, they suffer just like the unrighteous, ungodly people do. So that's a misnomer. Punishment for sin is not seen in the things that happen in our lives. And Jesus settled that matter in John chapter 9. Our circumstances on this earth are not necessarily the consequence or punishment for our own personal sins. Now, they can be, but it's not absolutely true. It is the fact that we are alive and doing well is an indicator that there is no danger of punishment given by God? Is it because we live and breathe, we're not in prison, we're not in jail, nobody is causing any harm to come to our lives? Does that mean that, is that an indicator that I have no sin in my life? Such thinking has missed the point. Never should that be an indicator or a judge of whether or not I'm guilty of sin. In this lesson, we want to understand what the Bible teaches about the punishment for sin. And we want to notice that punishment for sin is not only taught in the Bible, it is practiced, and it is authorized by God. It is a must. If we're going to deter and we're going to bring men away from sin, there's going to have to be a consequence and punishment if men go besides what God's word says. Defining punishment in sin. Punishment is a penalty inflicted for an offense or a fault. According to Vines, the thought carries the ideal of penalty, punishment, and vengeance as demanded by justice. This action is penal with reference to the satisfaction of him who inflicted it. What then is the meaning of sin? Breaking of divine law. No matter what may be the specific nature of the act done, it is therefore considered sinful. Sin is a transgression of the law. 1 John 3, verse 4. It is going beyond what has been written. And we can read that in 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 6. And so sin is a transgression of the law. And when there is transgression, there will be punishment. Just because it does not happen immediately does not mean that there is no punishment. That's a fallacy that, unfortunately, men have fallen into. Because it's not an immediate consequence, then there is no punishment for sin. Such as mistaken and not studied the subject very well in the scripture. Punishment is reasonable. Punishment is both necessary and it is reasonable. The nature of God demands a just payment of sin. Read Romans chapter 7, verse 1 through 12. When men sin, there has to be a consequence. When men sin, there has to be something that is going to happen because of that decision. In Romans, the 7th chapter, Romans chapter 5, in verse 13, it says, "For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law." Sin taught us that we were guilty. The law taught us that we were guilty of sin. And with that guilt comes a punishment. What if God had not punished Adam and Eve when the first sin was committed in the Garden of Eden? This would make God a liar. He told them in Genesis chapter 2 that in the day that they ate of the tree, that they would die that day. And in Genesis 3, 14 through 19, he passed out punishment to all three, the man, the woman, and the serpent, and all were punished because all had transgressed the law. And he died that day because he was driven from the garden in Genesis 3, 24, and separated from God. Therefore, he died spiritually. Would God have been condoning the action had he not punished them? The Bible says in Proverbs 13, 15, the way to transgressor is hard. It would not have been hard if they would have violated God's will, and then God said, "Oh, well, don't worry about it. I'll overlook that. I'll sweep it under the carpet. I won't do anything." No, he not only told them what the law was, he told them what the punishment would be if they violated the law. This is expressed by God in his wrath and in his judgment. God has revealed righteousness to us, but all unrighteousness is sin, and it comes with a consequence. Read 1 John 5, verse 17. You know, we have Bible examples. In Romans 15, verse 4, he says, "Whatever things written aforetime were written for our learning, that we would learn from the mistakes of others." In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10 and 11, it talks about the examples of the past. We are to learn from them. We are to gain hindsight and insight from those things that happened in the Old Testament so that we might not go and do the same thing, and we might not create the same mistake and do the same thing. Adam and Eve disobeyed. Were they punished? Yes. Read Genesis 3, 14 through 19. They were punished. When they disobeyed God, God punished them. When Moses disobeyed by taking the glory away from him and giving it to him and Aaron and striking the rock instead of speaking to it, was he punished? Did he When he violated God's law, was he punished for that? Yes. Numbers 28 through 12, he didn't get to go into the promised land. When Uzzah touched the Ark of the Covenant, which was never to be touched, not even by the Levites, they were to carry it. They were never to touch the article. When he touched it, even though it in his mind was for a good reason, he was struck dead, 2 Samuel 6 and 7. David was punished for his sin with Bathsheba, even though he was a king, even though he was a man after God's own heart. That child conceived in that unlawful relationship died. That was the consequence of his sin. That was the guilt associated with his sin. Achan, in Joshua chapter 7, when he hid the Babylonian garment in the wedge of gold and silver, and he put it in his tent, and when they went to take Jericho, they were defeated the first time. Ai, because he took things from Jericho that he had commanded not. They were told not to take anything of the accursed things, and he stole them and put them in the bottom of his tent. It cost him his life, his wife, and his children, and all of their possessions. He was punished for his actions. Why? Because they were sinful, and they came with a consequence. During the period of Judges, they sinned. God punished them. They would cry to God for deliverance. He would send a judge in the form of a deliverer. They would be faithful as long as the deliverer lived. When he died or the judge died, they'd go back to their sinful ways, and God would oppress them again, and they would be put into bondage. The sinner will not escape the consequence of their actions. Not then, not now, not ever. When we commit sin, we will pay a high cost for that. We will pay a very high price when we commit sin. We must understand that sin is something that God hates, and he has told us that there is a consequence for such action, and God means what he says. And we need to understand that when we sin, there is going to be a reaction from God. Sin brings punishment, and that's what the Old Testament taught us. It taught us that when God's people violated his will, there would be consequences, and those consequences fell on them, and they were very severe, and they were very much done because they did not believe God. They did not believe God would punish them, but punish them he did, because guilt brings punishment. Understand this one point, ladies and gentlemen. Just because the punishment does not come actively right away, and not just because it doesn't happen right away, doesn't mean that it's not going to occur. Punishment is happening, whether it is delayed by God till the end of time. If we have sinned and we have violated his will, we will be punished for all eternity. God has warned us of that. He taught us that in the scriptures. And we either believe him or we don't. And so punishment for sin is not something new. It's not a novel thing that just came up in the last few years. It is something that has been practiced since the beginning of time by God, beginning with Adam and Eve. And so if we become guilty of sin, you can guarantee that there is a punishment, there is a consequence, and it will follow because God does not lie, Hebrews 6:18. And so consequence for sin, when we violate God's law and we commit sin, we will be punished. Ladies and gentlemen, punishment for sin is not only authorized by God, it is taught by God, it is expected and will be done by God. Please tune in again next week as we continue looking at the subject, punishment for sin. And there is a punishment. Come and worship God with us today. Thank you.